Hello, this is the HSP Podcast, and I'm Julie Bielant. I hope you enjoy the episode today. You can find show notes and more information about me and all the resources that I provide HSPs at hsppodcast.com. Hope you join my newsletter. I'll be sending weekly tips and support to you. Enjoy this episode. I've always been intrigued with what makes some people make intentional action towards change and what makes some people feel stuck and have a hard time changing. And, you know, it's different than being stuck temporarily and then getting up and making change, but stuck for a long time, long term. And it's just always fascinated me as a person who has had a lot of challenges with being incredibly highly sensitive and not having the support I needed in my childhood. I was challenged with a lot of that, but there was always something inside of me that kind of tried to figure out what could I do to make things better. And I've just always found that to be such an intriguing thing in general. And I wanted to read you guys something that was written by several HSPs. And these are highly sensitive people who took intentional action and made this intention for change. And I just thought it was very inspiring to read some of these things for you. And I think that, and I would love to hear from you guys if you want to write in the comments of this podcast episode at hsppodcast.com. So here are some of the responses. When I asked the question, what made you take this first step towards empowerment? And here's some of the things that they said. I want to live and learn how to like myself and feel inherent value in myself. Someone else says, I want to develop awareness of the trait of high sensitivity, to learn tools, to find balance, to transform so that I may be able to thrive at my highest potential in life and live with joy authentically. Enabling others to do the same would be a bonus. You know, I have to make a comment about this because this is one of the things that I absolutely love about HSPs, is that as soon as we get to the point where we're thriving, the very first thing we do is figure out how to start helping others. And that's why it's always been my mission, and I'm so passionate about helping HSPs thrive, because that's how I change the world. Because by helping you thrive, you go out and change the world, and it just grows exponentially like that. So that totally doesn't surprise me to read that. And someone else says, I'm committed to living my best life and utilizing and unlocking all my gifts and talents to become the best version of myself, and in turn, living a more positive, fulfilling life. I mean, isn't that just a beautiful thing? Here's someone that's making a conscious, intentional choice who knows that things could be more positive and more fulfilling. I mean, that's a beautiful thing. Someone else writes, I believe my walls and insecurities about feeling how I feel don't help me live fully. So this is a person, I sure know what that feels like, to have walls up and to have insecurities. And you're absolutely right. Both of those things prevent us from living our life fully. You know, and think about that. If your calling is to be a healer of some sort, or a teacher or an innovator or a leader, and your own insecurities are holding you back, then that's sad for the whole world. And I think that that's incredibly important to think about, that when you start figuring out what helps you be your best self in the world, then you're able to help other people. And oh, this is just so important to recognize within yourself, that you, in order to help the world and to help other people, we need to take care of ourselves in the right ways and honor who we are. So let me read some more to you. It's so inspiring. Someone else says they wanted to do this to manage my stress activators effectively so that I can better focus on achieving my career and life goals. I love it. So here's someone that's recognizing that when we can work to manage our stressors, then we will be more focused and able to achieve our goals. And that's important to understand. And I love that this HSP knows that. Let me read some more of a whole list of them. So I'm just going to read a few for this because I'm just so inspired and I want to share this inspiration. I want to better understand why I often feel so lost and overwhelmed, as I believe there's a strong chance nothing is actually wrong with me. I just don't yet know how to manage how I feel. I'm committed to trying this to see if it's the answer to better managing how I feel. Oh, I absolutely love this. This is the spark that I remember having. This concept of just feeling so overwhelmed. And when we're overwhelmed, we definitely don't like who we are. We don't even know who we are when we're overwhelmed. So that's such a beautiful thing right there. And to be able to reduce that overwhelm and is going to help this HSP understand that there's absolutely nothing wrong with you. And I used to have that message too, that there was something wrong with me. I lived a large part of my life believing that. And if I still believe that, I wouldn't be doing this type of work that's helping others in the world. So such an important thing to work on. And here somebody says, I want to feel better and have more energy and zest for life. Oh, yes, it is incredible to be able to have more energy. And I know that so many HSPs don't even realize that there's something you can do about it. I actually just read a message this morning from somebody in my brain training program. And they were saying that they had not even realized that they had spent their whole life feeling like their heart had been racing with anxiousness and nervousness. And that they were so grateful to become aware and to understand this trait and learn specific tools that were going to help them, you know, live in a state of balance and not activate that fight, flight, freeze part of our experience that tends to be overactivated in a lot of HSPs. That's how I experienced the world too before. I was constantly having my heart race. At one point, I had been to a cardiologist thinking that there was something wrong with my heart. So my doctor actually thought there was something wrong with my heart who sent me to the cardiologist. And I was actually wearing a heart monitor. I mean, that's how ridiculous it got, that it was insane. My health was terrible. My state of being was terrible. And so many HSPs have that with this constant fight, flight, freeze activation. And that is something you absolutely can change, and why I'm so incredibly passionate about you guys learning these tools. And I've tried to share many tools throughout all the different podcast episodes, so I hope that you've had a chance to listen to them. So let's see what else people are saying. Aren't these wonderful? I want to live my life alive and use what I have been given to contribute. I want to be my best self for people around me, my family, friends, employees, kids, and whoever I come in contact with. That's a beautiful awareness right there. And how insightful to recognize that she, you know, this person could be there, their best self in the world. That's a That's a really beautiful thing. And I love the concept of feeling, you know, like she, like this person said, living my life alive. You know, that's incredible. And then they talk right away about how, you know, what they can contribute after that. Because there's another example of another HSP that as soon as they learn how to manage a sensitive nervous system and live in balance, they're going to contribute to the world. And they're also aware that that's going to have a positive impact on everybody around them, personally and professionally. So if you are somebody that was given the wrong message that self-care and downtime is a selfish thing, please know it's not selfish, because this is an example of somebody who's aware that when you are doing the right stuff to honor what you need, you actually positively impact others around you. And that's the key to understand this. And another one says, I want to deal with my emotions and my anxieties in a way that makes me feel more powerful and in control of my life, and to be able to let go of what others think of me. Wow, that's powerful, isn't it? And I know a lot of HSPs, you know, feel out of control emotionally, that have a hard time with emotional regulation. And I used to have that as well, and it created a lot of toxic experiences for me. When we're not able to regulate our emotions, it's difficult to have healthy, positive relationships as well. And really to be able to be the kind of person I wanted to be in the world, the kind of mother I wanted to be in the world. That involved me learning how to regulate. And that doesn't mean that, you know, I'm not able to feel things amazingly, all the positive stuff. You absolutely can. And the whole concept of really sensitive empowerment steps has to do with being able to recognize when you need a particular type of tool, and then using the correct tool for that moment so that you could do things that reduce your anxiety and helps you feel more in control. I mean, if you feel out of control, like constantly at home, at work, in your relationships, I mean, that's a difficult way to be. And especially considering the stress of the world right now is when we really need to learn this type of regulation, so we feel more in control. So I love that this person is aware of that. And someone says, I desire to live my life as the best version of me. That's beautiful, isn't it? The best version of you is absolutely inside of you and wants to be shared with the world. Another reason why taking care of yourself in the right ways is important, to be able to bring out that best version and you know, reduce those challenges that hide the gifts so that you can access those gifts and share them with the world. And here someone says, I want to be able to self-regulate and listen to my body. Love, love, love that they're aware that the body is giving you information constantly. It's just that we tend to ignore those messages until they're screaming at us. So when you are very, you know, that's another thing about HSPs to recognize as a gift, that you have more awareness and consciousness, both internally and externally. So your ability to pay attention to those cues are extraordinary. It's just that you actually have to listen to them and take action before you fall apart. So here someone says, I want to challenge and grow myself and improve at work. I also want to improve in building my relationships and maintaining balance. Love this. So this is someone that's aware that understanding some of the particular tools that HSPs use that help, you know, have that balance and understanding how to take care of a sensitive nervous system, then that's going to improve even their relationships. They're recognizing that. I love it. And let me read some more to you. And someone says, I'm tired of always feeling tired. Oh my goodness, I relate to that so much. I remember when I was young, my mom used to think there was something wrong with me physically because I was tired all the time. And, she didn't understand why, and I didn't understand why. We didn't know about this trait and didn't know that it was overstimulation of my sensitive nervous system, and we didn't know what could be done about it. I definitely am happy that this person understands that they can get their energy back. And they also said it's time that I learn to love myself. Oh, I love that so much. One of my favorite things about this work is when I get a message from someone that shares with me that it's the first time that they've ever truly loved who they were. They truly understood and loved who they were. And that just fills up my heart so much. And sometimes I get messages from people and they're, I mean, all the way up into their 80s. And I just think that is so incredible that it is never too late to learn and grow and really be able to transform and finally live your life in a way that you deserve. And that the world needs you to. And someone says, I need to become more accepting of myself and be able to navigate my feelings. Beautiful. Oh, self-acceptance is so powerful because then we don't care what other people think. We're not so impacted by it if somebody says something against us in some way or has or disagrees with us or anything like that. You don't feel burned by judgment from others because you accept yourself for who you are. And boy, I tell you, my life absolutely changed when I reached that point of self-acceptance because I definitely did not used to have it. And life was really hard living like that. It's just like you get knocked down over and over and over again in the world when you don't accept who you are. Aren't these just incredible? There's just so many of them. I wish I could just download all of this into your brain because it's so beautiful, to really see what, other HSPs are experiencing and these amazing steps that they take to make change. And I'm so incredibly inspired by that there's so many people out there that are taking steps of change. It's really incredibly beautiful. And steps of change can be anything, and it depends on where you are in your circumstances. If you're already at a place of being, doing really well in your career, perhaps you need work in your relationship. Or maybe you're have a good relationship, but you need some work, some growth work for work life, or you want to change your career, or you want to get promoted, or you want to find a job that you love. Or maybe you're a parent and you want to learn how to manage, that your own balance so that you can actually enjoy your life, your family life, and what a benefit that's going to be to your children. If you can understand a state of balance and how to get yourself into a calm place whenever you need it. Or maybe you're really suffering and with anxiety, depression, having a hard time, and there's a lot going on in the world that's hard to manage. There's a global trauma we're all experiencing right now. And any of those things that, one step can make a difference. And steps can look like a lot of different things. It can be that you start taking some time to yourself to explore where you are and what you need. It can be starting a new practice like journaling or meditating. It can be reaching out to a therapist or a friend, choosing healthy experiences, being conscious about your choices, whether it be who you spend time with or what you eat, how you move your body, anything like that. And I hope that you're aware of all the amazing resources I have on my website. I have an HSP practitioners directory, so you can find a practitioner that there's therapists, doctors, healers, coaches. I have books that I've written, and I have courses that I highly recommend. My course, Brain Training for the Highly Sensitive Person, Techniques to Reduce Anxiety and Overwhelming Emotions, is really a good course to take if you're very much struggling with a lot of anxiety or depression. If you're just incredibly overwhelmed, you're having a hard time with overly activated fight, flight, freeze, maybe you get really anxious, you notice that your heart races a lot, that's a great course, first course to take, followed by my other course, my newest course, Blooming Brilliantly, Understanding and Loving Who You Are as a Sensitive Person. This course is really helpful for, it has so many things in it. It teaches you how to set boundaries, how to sleep better. I bring in three HSP professionals who give information about your sensitive nervous system and supplements and herbs that help reduce stress and find a state of calm. There's so much information about both of those courses. And hopefully you've taken my sensitivity quiz. That's free on my website. And as I mentioned, all the HSP podcast episodes, and I also have a free HSP blog. So the thing that I recommend the most is signing up for my free weekly newsletter, because I send out everything that's new, everything that I've created, things that just are there to support you every week. So that's something I definitely recommend if you're only going to do one thing. That's a great way to stay informed of everything that I'm doing that will be supportive to you. And you can find everything at sensitiveconnection.com. And I hope you're taking really good care of your beautiful, sensitive self out there. Thank you for listening to the HSP podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please share it to help other highly sensitive people. And you can explore all the resources that I've talked about in these episodes on my website at sensitiveconnection.com. Take good care of yourselves. Until next time. Bye-bye.